What were the complicated feelings all future Sith Lords had about Lord Vader? Greetings, Acolytes, and welcome back to the Archives. Vader and Sidious, the duo that had the most overall impact on the history of the Sith. They were the final generation of the Baneite lineage, the two that would end up being the ones to destroy the Sith, at least for a time. But the lasting impression their lives made would go on to be the definitive constitutes of Sith for all time. Luke and his Jedi would always compare any Darksider that rose to the power of Vader and Sidious. They were the benchmark. And as for the future Darksiders themselves, they also usually had their own thoughts regarding the Imperial Lords. Some time ago, we talked about why every Sith that lived after Palpatine absolutely hated him. But now, it's Darth Vader's turn. Interestingly, he's only mentioned sparingly by the future Sith. But among those that did share their thoughts, Vader had an incredibly mixed reputation. So join us as we peer into the distant future and open a clairvoyant channel into the minds of the Sith that came after Lord Vader. But before we begin, our seers have seen another dark thought on the horizon. When this recording comes out, many who will watch it have not yet subscribed. My friends, Star Wars continues to reveal deeper mysteries within its lore, and we choose to reveal it every single day here. So if you don't want to miss out on any of it, be sure to reach out with the Force and crush that subscribe button. Now, let us begin. The obvious place to start would be with Vader's apprentices. The only two that actually outlived him are an individual by the name of Flint and the more popular one, Lumaya. Flint was a man who was let down by the rebellion. This caused his entire homeworld to be destroyed and his dear mother killed. In his anguish, he vowed that he would become someone of significant power. His rage ignited the latent force potential within him, and Darth Vader was there to experience all of it. He would take Flint under his wing to become his personal shadow hand. He had Flint join the stormtroopers first, and to make his place among them to lay low, as the Dark Lord did not want the Emperor interfering with his training plans. But at this time, Vader was also training Lumaya to be his shadow hand. She was a beautiful woman by the name of Shira Bree, who was well trained in the ways of the Force, and especially assassination. She had an incredibly high potential that Vader hoped that he could use against the Emperor one day. But for now, Vader had ordered her to go undercover in the Rebel Alliance to find the rebel who destroyed the Death Star. Her job was to either kill this man or alienate him from his friends and the rest of the rebellion. However, Luke would end up accidentally shooting down her ship while she was undercover, almost totally destroying her physical body. He had executed this on instinct alone. However, Lumaya clung to life and was rescued by Lord Vader. Vader decided that to keep her on living, she would need to prove herself more useful, and so he restored her using cybernetics similar to the way that he had been reconstructed by his master. However, Vader ensured that she would retain a full range of motion, allowing her to be nimble unlike himself, not holding his apprentice back. Despite this though, Lumaya was just like Vader in that she had been cut off from reaching her full potential. During their respective training, both Lumaya and Flint grew to adore their master and Vader. He was difficult to be sure, he never tolerated failure. But the two acolytes respected him for that. They were thankful that he made them stronger in return. Secretly, it had always been Vader's intention to have the two eventually fight one another to see who was worthy to be his true shadow hand, his true apprentice. But the plan never reached fruition, as he would die on the Battle of Endor shortly after. But Vader was always curious. Could the person that was filled with such rage defeat the Force prodigy? But what would happen once he gifted the prodigy that same rage? Following Endor, Flint was absolutely devastated by his master's death. With the Empire dismantling and Vader dead, for Flint, he had lost everything. He had lost all that he had ever cared about, which now ironically included Vader. His despair led him to mourn at Vader's Bast Castle on the world of Vajun, and it was there where he would meet Lumaya for the very first time. Lumaya had felt a profound sense of loss after Vader's death. Seeing Vader as her ultimate mentor, she vowed to continue the legacy of the Sith in his memory, though she would divert from the rule of two and create a sort of false Sith order. Declaring herself to be the Dark Lady of the Sith, Vader's memory would spur Lumaya on to taking Flint as her first apprentice, before venturing off in the stars to recover more Sith knowledge. Utilizing a powerful crystal that Vader had once gifted her, she fashioned her iconic light whip, inspired by the ancient Sith world of Zyost. There, in that dark region of space, she would travel around to collect whatever scraps of Sith knowledge that she could locate, drawing many parallels to Luke Skywalker's own journey as a Jedi. This would come in the form of many holocrons, including the holocron of Darth Vectivus, and even the holocron of King Adis. The discovery that Luke was Vader's son meant little to Lumaya other than making her hate him even more. She saw Luke as having betrayed his father, desiring to keep her promise to eventually kill the Jedi, a quest that would consume her life forever. But with Lumaya, this brings us to the next Sith on the list, Lumaya's perfect apprentice, Darth Kydus. The story of Fall of Jacen Solo is incredibly layered, and Jacen's own thoughts on the Sith are quite unique simply due to his motivation. We won't get into his entire fall in this video, as we want to stay on topic, but the point is that Jacen desired ultimate peace for the galaxy, a peace that would rise in the form of a villain, himself. He saw himself as something of a sacrificial martyr, one who would use the dark side selflessly for a grander purpose that reached beyond himself and even the Sith. Of course, despite how noble his intentions were though, he was twisted irreversibly to the dark side and would commit many atrocities that some consider worse than anything Vader ever did. But Jacen is unique. He had always known of his grandfather's evil. Being a Skywalker, he grew up hearing the terrors of Darth Vader and witnessed how the galaxy was recovering from the terrible era of the Empire. It was deeply ingrained in all Skywalkers that Anakin would not be emulated, and that Darth Vader was a tragic tale of what happened when they allowed their emotions to rule them. That much power was dangerous. But when the time came, Jacen decided to find out for himself whether the decision to join the dark side was as evil as everyone claimed, was as evil as Vader. He would end up experiencing his grandfather's fall firsthand when he decided to flow walk within the past and to watch it occur. Actually watch Anakin's fall. Describing it simply, the ability of flow walking was the act of astral projecting one's mind into the cosmic force in order to view the past or even the future. It was much different than simply clairvoyance or a vision, as one was actually projecting themselves like a specter directly into the past or the future to see it with perfect clarity as it had been occurring there in the past. Jacen would use this power to watch Anakin's entire fall. And not only this, but he would experience all the emotion Anakin felt firsthand. He opened himself up to them, allowing them to enter him so that he could fully understand what brought his grandfather into becoming corrupted and transforming into the monster Darth Vader. Jacen needed to understand, and upon feeling his anguish from losing Padme, Jacen proclaimed that his grandfather fell because of agonizing love. It was a shocking revelation, but only because Jacen saw it as narrow and selfish. He would actually feel deep relief over this. He would tell himself that his reasons for embracing the dark side were different than Anakin's, and that he was not making the same mistake. The cycle would continue no matter what horrible thing Kydus ended up doing. Kydus constantly contrasts himself against Vader to justify his actions. The entire time he continued to tell himself that he was different, he was seeing the bigger picture. Kydus was not a selfish creature. He would commit brutal acts to impose order, and at the Siege of Kashyyyk, he would continue to soothe himself by measuring his own actions against the Dark Lords. Kydus found himself briefly overcome with remorse after seeing the Wookiees, but he had remembered Vader's actions and what he had done out of attachment, and Kydus would say that he had, quote, transcended these weaknesses for the greater good. All of Jacen's beliefs would be reinforced by Lumaya. She fed off of his justifications and promised that he was much different than Vader and Sidious. All the while, she of course was hiding her devotion, her admiration of the two Dark Lords, only ever telling Jacen exactly what he wanted to hear so that she could fashion him into the perfect Sith, the perfect weapon to use against Luke. And finally, we reach the era of Krayt and the One Sith. Before we end with Krayt, we wanted to mention one of his subordinates who happened to idolize the Sith of the past. That was Darth Azard. Darth Azard was a rough, a brutish Quarren Sith who enjoyed increasing his own power over his underlings, being the head of the One Sith Navy. Azard most famously emulated Vader's command style. He believed that ruling over one's subordinates through fear and intimidation was the way to get things done at maximum efficiency, just as Vader had. He would greedily force choke anyone, kill his underlings at even the slightest hint of failure, and when he wasn't acting murderously against his own men, he would bully them mercilessly, reminding them of the hierarchy of power. Vader, at the very least, was tempered by the Emperor complaining to him about killing off his own officers. But Darth Azard had no one to hold him back and had free rein to slaughter his own men anytime they failed, or even anytime he wanted. His intentions did actually work though, as anyone under his command was absolutely terrified of him. In one instance, one of his admirals failed a mission against the Galactic Alliance, and as soon as the battle was over, and his failure complete, the admiral calmly promoted his second in command to his position. He then walked to his cabin and took his own life rather than face the wrath of Darth Azard. The horrific command style of Vader not only lived on, but it is somehow made worse. And at very last, we arrive at Krayt. Krayt shockingly has one of the more complex relationships with Vader. He knew Anakin personally before his fall to the dark side, as Krayt was once a Jedi too, Asherad Het, a Tusken Jedi Knight, and it was his memory of knowing Anakin during a time of war that fills Krayt with one of the most prominent feelings towards Vader, a feeling of regret. Krayt would tell the descendant of Anakin, Cade, that he knew him. In his anecdote, Krayt would mention how Anakin one day revealed to him that he slaughtered an entire tribe of Tusken Raiders. Seeing his anger and hatred that day, Krayt believed that he should have told the council, but naively acted in good faith with the young Jedi and decided to guard Anakin's secret. This is his greatest regret, as this is his inability to stop Anakin's rampage during Order 66, the event that would make Darth Krayt. Krayt wished that he had flown to Coruscant once he had betrayed his clones, faced down the newly dubbed Lord Vader personally. And yet, Krayt did none of this. In his time living under the Empire, Asherad journeyed to Korriban, where he ended up learning the ways of the Sith from its original source, the spirit of Zozan. Zozan was one of the 12 Dark Jedi who began the foundation of the Sith. Krayt had fully intended on taking this knowledge, using it to utterly destroy Vader and Sidious. That was his goal. But that was not Zozan's goal. By the time he emerged from the dusty tombs of Korriban with this new knowledge, the war was over. Luke had triumphed over the Sith. Darth Krayt would eventually decide to begin a Sith order anew, but one bereft of the trappings of the old, even the rule of two. Krayt believed the only way to harness the chaos and the disorder of the galaxy was to rule over chaos itself with an iron fist. That chaos was the Sith, and the Sith would be Krayt's tool to reshape the galaxy. Time and time again, they rose to cause utter anarchy. But if Krayt controlled them, if he controlled evil itself, then maybe this could give way to peace. He disregarded the rule of two, believing that this was a mistake of the old. And just as Kytus had, Krayt vowed not to make the mistakes of his predecessors. However, unlike Kytus, Krayt wasn't obsessively comparing himself to Vader. He rejected Vader and Sidious outright, and their entire way of governing the Sith. Krayt never had any softer feelings towards Sidious or Vader. Needless to say, he detested Anakin entirely. He saw him as a traitor, one of Asherad's greatest regrets. But having said that, there was something of a bit of a reverence with Krayt. When speaking to Cade Skywalker, his story had an undertone of awe and a reverence of fear for Lord Vader. Sith respect power in all forms after all. Never once did Krayt disparage or underplay the insane power wielded by the Sith. Krayt is repeatedly shown to have great respect for the Skywalker bloodline, in fact, and he even kept the lightsaber of Cade's father, who genuinely attempted to make the galaxy a better place, and Krayt respected him for it. Krayt acknowledged their power, and desired to harness that power for himself, using Cade Skywalker's unique healing ability to cure his own affliction. He did not underestimate the Skywalker bloodline. Having said that though, he ensured that he would not make the mistakes of Sidious, and he kept an eye on Cade. Krayt was aware that Luke could turn Anakin back to the light in the very end, but this did not soothe his mind to Anakin's fall. It was the opposite for Krayt. For Krayt, this only reinforced the Skywalker's penchant for treachery at every single turn. Treachery as a Jedi, treachery as a Sith, and even during this brief time that Cade joined the Sith and Krayt, Krayt never trusted him. Krayt fully intended on executing Cade once he got what he wanted, and once he was fully healed, he deemed Cade not only too dangerous for the Sith, but for the entire galaxy. He would not make the same mistake of Sidious, allowing the Skywalker to venture around unchecked. Devotion, obsession, fear, admiration, regret. These were the emotions felt towards Darth Vader and the Sith who came after him. There was no one clear consensus on the Dark Lord because of how polarizing he had become. It was heavily dependent on the individual Sith, their origins, their goals, and what their intentions were with the dark side. For some, he was the model to be emulated. For others, he was the cautionary tale to be rejected. But one thing is for sure, the Sith of the future would always be shaped by Vader in one way or another, whether they liked it or not. My friends, I truly hope you enjoyed watching this video as much as we did making it. But which perspective would you say surprised you the most? As always, thank you all so much for joining us in the archives once again today. And until next time, may the Force be with you.